There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Folks, if you can possibly do it, especially if you'd like to hear from the Yes Men today, which I think you probably would, see if you can call me in the next hour and a half, right, rather than the next hour and 42 minutes with 6 seconds to go. Everil, bless your little pea-picking heart. How am I going to help you today?
Dr. Joy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How am I going to help?
I'm trying to put this in a synopsis. My three children seems like they are just out of control, but the second one especially is 21 years old.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Okay.
He's been staying with his father, and they had an altercation over the weekend where his phone was lost. And he plugged out the music because he said he went to his father respectfully and asked him to make an announcement that he lost his phone. The father starts to make him look like an ass. I have my phone. I asked my daughter, do you have your phone? Where is your phone? So, you know, he's going back and forth to him, trying to ask him respectfully, can you make an announcement?
Who's he supposed to make the announcement to?
They had a party.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to give me a little bit more background before we launch into this where's the phone thing. Okay, so are you and your husband separated?
We've been divorced from 2000.
Okay, so that's 15 years. Okay. So how old are the other, you've got one 21-year-old. What are the ages of the other two?
My daughter's 25. My son is 21. And the youngest is 18.
Okay. So do any of them live with you?
The two of them, my daughter and my son, live with the father. The 18-year-old is with me.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, has he graduated high school yet?
Oh, the 21-year-old?
No, the 18-year-old.
No, he just started college.
So all three of them are essentially adults, more or less. So yeah. The 21-year-old is living with his dad. Has his dad? Does the 21-year-old, is he in school? Has he got a job? What's the story?
He's taking the correctional facility to make, you know. So this last time he came home, the father took him because he just does him where he won't listen to anything I say. You know,
okay. So why does the 21? So the 21-year-old is not in. He is in school or is not in school?
No, he's not in school.
Why doesn't he get a job and move out and get going?
The father wrote, you know, email, text me a couple of months. Somebody's pregnant for him. Going to have the baby. So she basically stays most of the time with them also.
Well, look, it sounds to me.
Then he texted me and told me that he wanted him out. I told him, I said, your father wants you gone. When he went to the father to tell him that he's going to move and where he's going, the father tells him it's not a good idea. And I'm like, you don't care.
Everil, stop. My dear, you are trying to control things in which you have no power. And that's going to give you an ulcer. Everil, listen to me. The thing about divorce is, you don't have to deal with your ex anymore. You're dealing with adult children here. Let them deal with their father. You stay out of it. If they're with you,
that's what I try to do. But then I try
Everil,
to in the morning.
Everil, there's not trying. There's doing and not doing. You are getting yourself, you're going to get an ulcer. Your kids are basically, first of all three of them are old enough to run their own lives. They should probably all be out. They can probably go get an apartment together and drive each other crazy. But basically, they're acting like 12-year-olds, and none of them are 12 years old. If your 21-year-old loses his phone, that's his problem, and he can deal with his father or not deal with his father. When they text you, say to your ex, listen, When they're on my turf, I'll deal with them. When they're on your turf, you'll deal with them. They're acting like 12-year-olds. None of them are 12 years old anymore. You work it out. Work out any relationship with him you want. I'll work out any relationship with the three that I want. But you're trying to control things that you can't control. You cannot control your ex's behavior. You certainly can't control any of the three of your kids' behavior. And, you know, they're not out of control. They're just acting like brats because you guys are letting them act like brats. Because, number one, you're still supporting them. And, number two, they can have the two of you arguing about them. And neither of you have any control over their behavior or each other's behavior.
But that's what I'm trying to do. Like you said, they're trying or not trying. When I stay out of it, you know.
When you stay out of it, what? Wait. Finish the sentence. When you stay out of it, what?
When I stay out of it, you know, it's like I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
Avril, finish the sentence. No. Avril, don't give me crap. Give me, when you stay out of it, what happens?
I mean, we asked him to get along.
Avril, answer the question. When you stay out of it, what happens?
I don't think I ever stay out of it.
Exactly. So try staying out of it. Dun, dun, dun. We just solved the mystery of Avril. Stay out of it. Let this all swirl around you. View it as a soap opera that you're changing the channel.
Oh,
they're all adults. None of them, if they were 5 years old and a 5-year-old comes to you and says, Daddy won't let me do something, I would still say the answer to the 5-year-old is, listen, I'm the one without facial hair. Go deal with your dad about it. But these are not children. They're acting like children because you guys are still acting like they are children, which means this is going to go on endlessly to nobody's benefit. Stay out of it. And what you can say to your ex is, look, if you got a problem with the kids, you deal with it. When I have a problem with the kids, I'll deal with it. If there's something that has to do, I suppose, with money or tuition, they're adults. They can deal with this separately. This doesn't have to be, you know, he said, she said. Stay out. Avril. Avril. Try it for 48 hours. Right? 48 hours. You can do anything for 48 hours.
I just think I did because he said, oh, we need to meet to discuss this. And I said, you don't need my permission for anything
you need to do. Good.
You know, so that's what I said. Now I'm wondering, you know, it's like, where does this go? Because
we'll see. Avril, you'll see. You'll see what happens. Good for you. You took a very grown-up step. You said, see what happens next. Be curious. But be curious with the idea being that you can change the channel. You've been doing this for 15 years. It hasn't worked for any of those 15 years. It's not going to work for the 16.
Stop talking to me, then, you know, because...
That's okay. Then it will be quiet around your house. And when they need something from you, you better believe they'll start talking with you again. And then you can decide whether or not to listen. What do you do during the day, Avril?
I work at night, and I come home, and lately, the only how I could get some sleep is to turn my phone off, which I've
good.
And then they
Avril,
we've been trying to get you.
Avril, good for you. And clearly, you know, they both can't choose not to talk with you and say, we tried to talk with you. So understand that they'll get in touch with you when they want to. Avril, you need to fill your life with things that make you happy. And right now,
I'm remarried, and, you know, it's
good.
Like I'm dealing with my kids all the time. And
Avril, if you start thinking of them as young adults who need to learn to take care of themselves, you will find much better answers for yourself than calling them children. They are not children. They're acting like children, and you are treating them like children, and that doesn't work for them, and it doesn't work for you. You will have a happier marriage. Focus on your husband. And decide, turn off your phone at night when your kids want to get in touch with you, that you can make them send you an email, or you can say, fine. And if they start whining about their father, say, listen, I will talk with you about movies or religion or food. I'm not going to talk with you about your father. You got a problem with your father, you go to your father about it. And if they say, but mom, say, you're grown-ups, And they should all be living on their own, and they should all have jobs on their own, and if they're in school, they should probably be living on campus. I'll put you on hold if you have something more you need to talk with me about, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. We're talking with Avril, who's got three kids who are driving her a little nuts. She's been divorced for 15 years. The kids are respectively 25, 21, and 18. And basically, they're still... has your ex-husband remarried?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, well, understand that whose idea was the divorce, yours or his?
Mine.
Yeah. Understand that he's... One of the reasons... I mean, this is a way for him to hang on to you, isn't it? Of, well, we have to talk about the kids. If these were five-year-olds, it would still be manipulative on his part. They're not five-year-olds. How long have you been remarried?
Under a year.
How many?
Less than a year.
Less than a year. Yeah, I mean, my guess is that's what everybody's doing. That everybody's saying, oh, gee, mom's off being happy, and you know, my ex-wife has now got a man, so let's all make her as crazy as possible and see if we can't undermine the marriage. And if you're not careful, that's exactly what's going to happen. Because your husband's going to get tired of the fact that you're always worrying about it, you're always upset about it, you're always talking about it, you always run when they call. Let him go. You've got a new life. You've got a new husband. And you can certainly still love your kids, but they're all acting like nincompoops. And we don't reinforce negative behavior when our kids are acting like nincompoops. We ignore them. And they'll get over it. I mean, there's nothing dreadfully wrong going on in these kids' lives, except they just haven't gone on with their lives.
I hear you, and it makes perfect sense because, you know, it's like every time you call, I run, you know, to discuss them, and, you know, it's starting to be annoying because, like I said.
Well, so don't take their cars. Or say, what you can say is, look, I'll tell you what, on Saturdays, on alternate Saturdays, I'll take each of you out for breakfast. And you can, I'll buy breakfast, and you can have an hour to tell me what's going on in your life, and then we'll go do something fun. So you don't have to ignore your kids, but you need to set some limits, some boundaries, because you've got four people who have a vested interest in making you miserable and undermining your marriage. And I don't think they're evil people. They're just, you're you know, as long as, look, pardon?
I said, as long as I keep giving them the attention.
Yeah, you do, for all the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. So set up a thing and say, look, get out your book, and on Saturday morning, this Saturday I'll take Jonathan out, and next Saturday I'll take Jennifer out, and then I'll take out Joseph.
Name, Jonathan. And
are those really their names? I hate it when I do that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just hate it when I do that. And, I know. Sorry.
No, it's
I know.
Good.
It's kind of,
I think that is an unresolved issue that I wanted to ask you about.
All right, let's talk about you rather than, fair enough. What's the unresolved issue?
15 years ago, when we were divorced, the equitable distribution, because I left him with the house, and he was supposed to give me money.
Right.
It hasn't happened to today. When I went back to my lawyer, he said, we have to take him back to court.
Did you have anything in writing?
Yes, this is a stipulation.
Okay.
Completely ignored. So
how much money are we talking about?
$15,000.
50 or 15?
15,000.
15. 15.
Yes.
Okay.
Do I just leave that and just go about my life?
Well, I mean, here's what I would do. It's a good question. It's not a small amount of money. And presumably you would get interest on it, which would probably double it. And so what I would probably do, you got three options, right? Let's go through the options together. Number one is you could just forget about it. And you can take it as a bad debt off your income tax. And it may be worth more to do that, depending on what, especially if you and your husband file a joint return. And it can count as a bad debt. And so that's a sort of an accountant question to see whether or not, because it may be worth more to you as a bad debt than it would be to actually have the $15,000. Because I don't know if it's a, you need to talk with your accountant and or lawyer about, I don't know whether it would count as income or not as a part of a divorce settlement. So, but find out, because as I said, one possibility is forget about it, take it off your income tax as a bad debt and walk away from it. And depending on what your tax bracket is, that may be worth it, okay? So that's number one, is you forget about it, but you still get some value out of it. The second possibility is send him a note saying, look, you've owed me this $15,000. I would send him a copy of the divorce settlement. You've owed me this for 15 years. If you pay it now, I won't charge you any interest. Let me ask you a question. Do you think he has the money?
The lawyer wrote him.
No. Avril, you have an amazing ability to not answer my questions. Do you think your husband has $15,000?
He does.
Okay. All right. So when the lawyer sent him, so one of the possibilities, because people are quite often willing to repay a debt if there's an advantage to it. And the advantage is you're not charging him interest. And even, I mean, interest rates for the last couple of years have been pretty low, but even at, 1 or 2%, that after 15 years of compound interest, that's going to add up. So it may be worth it to him to pay it off now just because not interest. The third, what does the lawyer say?
The lawyer sent him a letter, and he said, he gave the lawyer that he was going to pay it in a week, and then he said, he contacted a lawyer and had the lawyer call my attorney, and that's just where it left.
How long ago was this?
This was about three, four months. You know, my attorney says if I want to get the money, then I have to sue him. And I don't feel like running to court.
Well, then that answers your question. Then, I would still send him a letter saying we can, if we go through, if I sue you about this, I'm going to get interest on it and lawyer's fees, because you clearly owe it to me. There's no question. You may also want to check out what small claims court is. And I don't know whether or not that you could do this under small claims court if it's part of a divorce settlement or not.
Yeah, because it was a stipulation. I have to go back through, my attorney or get a new attorney.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. You should check out small claims court, because small claims court, you don't need an attorney. It's very inexpensive. And you just file the papers. And then if he doesn't show up, there's a settlement against him. Of course, the whole issue in small claims court is collection. But, I mean, it sounds to me, it may be worth it to send off one more letter, because it doesn't really cost you anything. You can email. You don't even have to put a stamp on it. And say, that you haven't paid me this debt. You told me you would. And if we go back to court, you're going to have to pay both the legal fees and interest on it. So if you pay me, if you'll give me, here's what I would say. I would say if you'll give me $10,000 by the end of the week, the whole thing will go away. I'll sign off on it. And that's $10,000 you don't have. Obviously, don't need it to live on since you've been fine. And it'll probably solve the problem, and he may be willing to do that. If not, I'd talk to my accountant about taking it off as a bad debt. Because you don't really want to go to court, and he knows that. It's also a way for him to keep, to keep tabs on you, to keep, he's unwilling to cut that tie. And as long as he owes you money, then you have to deal with him. I'd stop dealing with him. I mean, I think that's part of it, that he and the kids are working on the same philosophy, is if we can't get mom to pay attention to us for doing something good, we'll just be as irritating as possible. It's not worth it. I mean, and you're teaching them all the wrong behavior. So I'd offer him a one-shot deal that that he has, he has 1 week to get you, or by the 15th of month or something, to pay $10,000, and if it's a one-time shot. Then you can figure out if you want to go to court or small claims court or take it off as a debt. Alrighty, but in the meantime, see what happens when you do nothing.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. All right, so should we do an email here? That might be kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, so this email comes to us from Wendy. Wendy writes, Dr. Joy, love you, which is nice.
Thank you.
My problem, we just moved our 20-year-old daughter out and into an apartment. I am a co-signer on the apartment. She is a university junior and moved to be close to campus. It was a 90-minute commute round trip. When she moved out, she said, Mom, don't be naive because Ricky, her boyfriend of 3 months, will be staying the night. I said, don't be stupid and get pregnant. I also said, I do not want him there when you're not. She agreed.
2 weeks later, she told me she was on the pill and having sex. Now, 6 weeks into this move, I find out he is staying there when she's not at home while she's at work. It's a 90-minute commute from his home. She does not know I know this. Her brother lives in the same apartment complex, and she's telling him not to tell me. I have told him to let her know not to involve him. While she can nearly support herself, she is still dependent on me, and I raised her saying, I cannot pay for your college education, but I will help you all I can. I'd like to tell her the deal is off and she's on her own, excuse me, but I want to see her through undergraduate school.
Wait a minute, Wendy. You're Wendy, so hang on for me for a minute. If I understand this correctly, you're not paying her rent. You just co-signed on her lease, which guarantees it, but you're not paying the rent on it. So if you're paying the rent, then you can say, look, I'm willing to pay the rent for you. And look, if she's got a boyfriend, he's going to be spending the night, and they're going to be living together. Then it's reasonable to say, I'm willing to pay half the rent if he pays the other half of the rent, or I'm willing to pay the rent if he pays the utilities and food. But you're not paying the rent. You just co-signed on that for the apartment so she could get it because she doesn't have credit. I'd back off on it. All right, keep going, though. But I'd back off on it. I think because the issues, if you're paying the rent, then you've got a legitimate point. I don't want to pay his rent. But you're not paying the rent. You just co-signed on the apartment so she could, because she didn't have credit. So you're not really, this is not really costing you anything. It would cost her something to live at home, which you're not having to pay for. You're not having to pay for her food, presumably. I mean, I think you're sort of trying to superimpose your value system on her. And look, she's honest with you. And what you're going to do is you're going to make her sneaky, which you sort of, to a certain extent, already have. Because she's now, you know, her brother is now a spy, and she's going to say, how did you know? And so as long as you're not paying for it, then I think I would let it go. If you are paying for it, this is why phone calls work much better than emails. If you are paying for it, then you can say, look, I don't want to become the bedjack police. If you're sleeping with him and you're studying with him and staying there, he should be paying half the rent. And so, because I don't want to pay the rent for both of you. But if all you've done is co-sign, I'd let it go. Keep going, though, on the email.
I think, yeah, the next line kind of maybe spells it a little bit and gives us a little insight. I know it will be extremely difficult for her trying to go to school while working to support herself, but I've also told her I will not support her if someone is living with her.
Well, but in what way is she supporting her? I mean, that's what we're missing here. She just said she co-signed for the rent. I mean, co-signed for the apartment, which is not presumably paying the rent.
Right.
All right, keep going.
While he is not there all the time, I'm not happy with the setup. What do I do? What should I do? I hope you can respond, as I can't always catch your show. Sincerely, Wendy.
Okay, well, Wendy, as I said, understand that, I mean, she's 20 years old. I mean, look, let's look at it several ways. The first, as I said, is if you're paying the rent, then I think you have a right to say, and I wouldn't even reference the fact that, you know, he's staying there, just and saying he can't be there when you're not there makes no sense. I mean, so he's making her dinner, or he's cleaning the house, or he's studying. I mean, he's living there, let's be honest, all right? If he's living there and you're paying the rent, then you have a right to say, and this is over the summer, so I assume that this would be something that would start again in the fall. Look, I understand that you and Jonathan are cohabiting, and you know it's not my first choice, but it's your life. But I'm not willing to pay an apartment for both of you. He should be paying his half of the rent. So I will give you, assuming you're paying half the rent, I will give you half, and he has to come up with the other half. Or you have to come up with the other half if you're old enough to make decisions that go against my rules, which then you're old enough to support yourself on it, which is perfectly fair. If all you did was sign for it and you're not paying the rent, and she's paying the rent, then she can negotiate it with him about, I mean, then it's got to occur to her, I don't want to be paying his rent. You know, that if he's staying here, he can pay the rent. He can pay half the rent, or he can buy the food, or whatever. She can work that out. She's a big girl. But bottom line is, exactly as you say, if you say to her, let's assume for a moment that you're paying the rent, which it sounds to me you're not, but if you are, then I would then you can go to her and say, kiddo, look, I work really hard for my money. I'm willing to pay a portion of your rent, but if you're living with somebody, he should be paying a portion of the rent as well. And either you have to work that out, or I have to work that out, because, you know, I'm not made of money. But what you don't want your kid to do, presumably, is drop out of school, because that's kind of penny wise and pound foolish. So I would have a discussion with her. But again, if all you did was sign for the apartment, and you're not, you have no fiscal responsibility on the dated, on the month-to-month rent, which I know in theory you do. If she defaults, that it'll come to you. But assuming that she is being responsible, she's paying her own rent, I'd back off of this. And what I would do is I would make it tacit, or I would make it manifest rather than tacit. I mean, because what you've got now is you're encouraging her to be sneaky. What I would say is, look, if he's living there half the time, he should, you know, I assume that you're working out with him, he should be paying the rent half the time. So that's number one. Number two, even if you are paying the rent, which hopefully you're not, you decide whether or not you can say to her, look, I'm willing to pay the rent through school. With him living there, as far as I'm concerned, you owe me half of the rent when you graduate. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, but I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to say to her, I mean, do you really want her living at home? Because that's going to cost you something as well, if nothing else, for food. You know, this is one of those questions I really need more information than you've given me. But you can hear the general lay of the land is if it's just you co-signed on for the rent, then, you know, you don't have any financial obligations. Let her work it out. If you're paying half the rent, then I think you have a right to say, not he can't stay there, but if you got essentially a roommate, the roommate should be paying half the cost. There's no reason why I should be subsidizing somebody else. You know, I work hard for my money, and either I'll send you half and then you work it out with him, and you, or you get a job or whatever. But again, you don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish. And as I said, what I would do is make it for the fall semester a little clearer, so that, you know, she doesn't have to lie to you, because in the long run, that's going to cost you more than anything else. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right. So what I had said was that, and you know what, I think I'm gonna save this for Monday, just because we've got so many responses on it. But one of the things that we had talked about, which I kind of liked, is something that you'd like to remember and you can't, because one of the topics that we're going to take on at some point is growing older, right? None of us are getting any younger, except maybe we are. But something that you'd like to remember but can't. I mean, and this was not meant to be, although I just saw Mr. Holmes, which is with Ian McClellan, who plays an aged, a 93-year-old Sherlock Holmes, and it's touching and sad and very good and very sad, because the whole thing is he's trying to remember something and he can't, and he's using royal jelly, which is from bees, obviously, to help his memory, and he goes to Japan to get, something elm, is it smoky elm? I don't think that's the name of it, as a memory enhancer, because he's trying to remember something. And I'm not going to tell you what happens in the movie, but of things that you're trying to remember that just vaguely escape you. I thought about doing the opposite, but I decided in a moment of pure sanity, I was going to say, what's one of those songs that sticks in your head and you can't get rid of? But I thought people will hum it, and then we will be a national epidemic of those, you know, those songs that stick in your head that you really... I'll tell you what the current... It's a Small World, after all, is kind of the all-time nasty one, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
I know. Golly. It's a small world. But you know what the newest one for me is? Bad Blood, Taylor Swift. You know, once you've heard it, it's so catchy. It just sort of... I find myself walking down the street singing, Bad Blood. It's very... have you heard it?
I haven't, so I'm not victim to your...
Listen, for the sake of your earbuds, you know, don't listen to it. It's very catchy, and it's like number 3 or 4 in the hit parade. She is really good at figuring out exactly... You know, she writes all her songs, apparently, as well. She's really good at sort of tuning into the zeitgeist, and she's cute. She doesn't have a great track record with men, but maybe that's because she's so smart, or I'd like to think that. I'd like to believe that, whether it's true or not. 855-993-7569. Wendy, if you can call me, that would help a lot. Any of the rest of you want to call me, look, call me in the next 45 minutes, all right? Do not wait. Call me now. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Do not give up hope. I'm still working on getting the Donald on the program. So that would be kind of fun. And somebody was pointing out yesterday that, you know, this is the only program where you have that that people who represent sort of one side of the spectrum and the other actually both listen. They listen, I guess, is the salient factor. They not only listen to me, but you listen to each other. And it's got to be the last bastion of that occurring. I just saw a documentary. I'm going to try and get the director on, called Best of Enemies, about Gore Vidal and William Buckley Jr. And it's a fascinating story about how they came to cover the Democratic Convention in 1968. And they basically, it was one of those things that ABC had no money. And both NBC and CBS were doing gavel-to-gavel coverage. And ABC just decided they didn't have the money to do it. So they only covered an hour and a half, and then they had political commentary, and they decided they wanted somebody on the left and somebody on the right. So they got these two, and it really began to be the beginning, truly the poison fruit of name-calling, inability to listen, making points without any lots of heat, no illumination, and it was heartbreaking to watch it. It's a very good documentary, and I'm going to think if I can get them on. But so I'm going to try to convince the Donald that if he'll get a fair hearing here. Maybe I'll let him take phone calls with you. I don't know how we're going to do it. I have to figure this out, but I have to convince him that he's willing to do it. And right now he's doing a lot of television, so I'm kind of waiting for a little of the heat to drop down. Okay, something you'd like to remember but can't. Is there anything that brings to mind, Trevor, for you?
I've been thinking about it since we were going to read this question. And I don't know. I think in general, I just wish my memories were a little more vivid. I don't think I remember things as... Like, I remember feelings and kind of experiences more than I remember how things happen. I guess I can't point to anything in specific.
Yeah, it turns out that memory... I shared with you, in the 70s, I think 70s and 80s, there were all these things about memory tricks. And I actually introduced somebody whose name was Kent as Clark, because the idea was,
that's awesome.
You got it, yeah, right, it was very embarrassing, that you made associations, and then you repeated the name over and over again, and you had visualizations. And because the idea about memory is that there are different parts of the brain that are responsible for memory, and if you could excite several of them, that you would have a better issue. Because the issue with memory is usually not laying down of the track, but retrieval of the information. So if you had multiple pathways, that you had a better chance of remembering. I'm trying to think if there's anything... I mean, I tend to have a relatively good memory. So, I can remember I went to see You Can't Take It With You, and I was in it in high school, and I could recite the lines, which I mercifully did not because of the people sitting next to me. But I'm trying to think. Words of song sometimes. I don't know. All right, let's see what people said. There weren't a huge number of comments, but I'm interested to see what people said.
Yeah, so Connie says, certain phone numbers, sometimes I wish I had taped my parents' voices when they were alive. I think I remember them, but I might not someday.
That's a great idea, videotaping. And I suggest that people do that, especially with elderly relatives, as they go take a video camera. And now we don't even need a video camera, you can use your phone. And their memories. Okay, what else?
And then Carol says, so many parts of my childhood are blank. I had a traumatic experience around the time I entered my teens, and I find I have a lot of blank spaces around that time where memory should be.
Yeah, you know, hypnosis can sometimes help you with that, as can psychotherapy. Because that one of the things that we know, that true amnesia doesn't really exist, it turns out. You know, that people can forget everything, but they never forget their names. So the idea, we've all been brought up in the notion that... by Hollywood, is that you forget your name, and apparently that is that people are faking it, don't remember their names. But and we know that there are also brain injuries where you have retrograde amnesia. And it's not only after the fact, but sometimes just before the fact. And the best anybody can understand is it's just a way of it's sort of protective. It's obviously not intentional, and it's. It's part, well, maybe, on some unconscious level, but it's part neurological. The brain is really, as I said, when I was in medical school, which is getting to be a long time ago now, like 25 years ago, everybody was just saying, well, we're just at the threshold of understanding how the brain works. And we're not. I mean, and people who use the metaphor of a computer don't understand either computers or brains, because they're really not the same at all. And they process things completely differently. I mean, computer is just basically a whole huge series of on-offs. Yeah, that's all. Human brain deals with things completely differently. So we've got biochemistry, we've got electrochemical stuff, we've got, you know, emotions, we've got genes, we've got various areas. No wonder the New York Stock Exchange crashed. No, it's a completely different issue. I'm still not convinced about that. You hear my little skepticism in that. What a coincidence. And they did get it back up and running before closing bell. And everything seems to be okay today. So, and they had the ticker tape parade for the woman athlete. So there you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We've got another hour to go. This is the day that we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which we're scheduled to do with the Yes Men today, which are a very interesting talking about political trends of how people. And one of the comments, I think that I think someone says that about both Buckley and Vidal, which is that both of them understood that television was really the medium, that's how Americans get their news, it's how they interpret things, it's how they see reality. I told the story before of my father, I think, never thought I had a PhD till I was on Oprah. And then he thought I was okay. I mean, so he was certainly not unusual for his generation, is that television really changed everything. It changed how we view reality. And the computer, I think, is doing the same thing. Because most people, as we talked about yesterday, do not get their news from television anymore. And they don't even necessarily get it from people who are charged with disseminating the news. So, whole different world. And it's interesting to watch the genesis. As I was saying to Trevor, part of it, watching that documentary is very painful, because watching the Chicago Convention was really a terrible time. And understanding what was really going on and what was going on in the country. But as Bill Clinton says, this is a country that has always believed in change, that we talk about the pursuit of happiness, not being happy, but pursuing happiness. And that... that we're a country that is always evolving. And so that was actually a comforting thought, at least to me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.